好，下一个是龙津桥。
So, Chairman, before we go to the next item, could we agree that the Kitech Development Office will give us a clear strategy for short-term users for the entire site with, and clearly also how they meet the harbor planning principles in terms of enjoyment and so on, and we can see an overall plan over time for the whole area with a clear strategy, a clear view? I think we need that because then we can have better responses to any applicants than they come in. They don't have to be too surprised.
Okay, yes. Peter, any response?
很簡單回應，我們都同意，就是啟德這裡的臨時用地是有需要關注的，但是究竟我們啟德 office 究竟掌握到的資訊有多少呢？究竟哪個人會用呢？我想我們都要再詳細看看哪一個部門去感受一下。我想這樣，但是其實呢，我有感覺呢，我有感覺就是說，其實如果 這個委員會的成員不去守護住這些土地用途呢，在現在的政府機制呢，是很難有一個部門去幫你守住的。即是老實講，你啟德 office 即是大家 work 咗咁耐咁多年，點會唔知道 Harbourfront Commission 嗰個價值觀係嘛？咁但係你第二個部門咁高咁大力度嚟。 即係講得白啲，唔通我叫你唔好上咩？嚇，咁即係話你變咗，即係有時我哋都覺得好煩，但係有啲嘢就即係我哋都要喺呢啲環境裏面去俾一個好強烈、好清晰嘅即係信息呢啲部門，可能我哋講嘅嘢嚇。 即係你鬧啟德 office 都冇用㗎，咁佢會唔會好似你咁講嘢對住佢哋？唔會㗎嘛，係咯。咁明白嘅，即係我諗我哋都會要求啟德 office 係話，即係我哋啟德 office 嘅工作，即係如果佢真係咁 powerful， 佢就叫佢哋唔好上添啦，你死梗啦，係咪啊？咁但係即係我諗我哋可以要求啟德 office 嘅工作就係話。 啟德 office 應該 support 呢一個委員會去提供資料，等我哋去做一啲真係 learned 嘅，即係有足夠即係 information base 嘅決定嚇，即係我哋都希望我哋嘅決定係基於即係足夠嘅資料同埋資訊嚇，咁希望呢樣嘢可以做到嚇。Yes,
主席，我想 support 阿 Paul 咧，因為雖然我哋係話而家諗住係 temporary， 但係因為 temporary 咗十二十年啊嘛，我唔知。 再會唔會再 temporary 多二十年㗎嘛？咁二十年唔短㗎喎。咁要再 temporary 多二十年，我哋真係要有個策略，就係我 temporary 都好有個策略。啊，咩就優先？Number one 咩咧就 number two 嘅優先咁。咁我哋會唔會有啲咁嘅 priority 係嘛？咁我哋都有個價值觀啊嘛，係嘛
Peter。
主席，唔好意思啊，或者我都係即係 for record purpose。其實我同意，即係如果有需要嘅，啟德辦事處會同 Harbour Unit 即係緊密聯繫。但係就住頭先啟德 Sport Park 嗰、那個，譬如 Barging Point 或者係 Soft Piling Area 咧，其實我哋係會前知識嘅，我哋都係知道佢哋有咩需要嘅，我哋係支持佢哋嗰個要求嘅。
OK， yes, Paul.
We are supporting the request. Sorry, we have the government says we don't want an authority. We have a harbour office, and the harbour office is advised by this committee. The harbour office reports directly to the Secretary for Development. What is the problem with power? What's the problem with power here? I just don't understand, Chairman. And if there's a problem with power, and it's just been admitted by the various bureaucrats that there is a problem with power, we should go straight back to Carrie Lam and say we have a problem with power.
我諗唔好講到咁大意啦，而家嚇，即係我諗討論到呢度為止咧，大家嘅意見其實大家都聽到嘅，主席亦都冇辦法喺依個你哋嗰個討論裏邊作出任何嘅裁決啦。咁不如我哋進入去下一個議程龍津橋嚇。咁以下係嗰、那個龍津橋嘅 Preservation Corridor， 嚟呢個出席今次會議去介紹嘅就係建築署同埋呢一個康文署嚇，咁文件咧就喺第20號文件嚇，咁時間我交俾以下幾位啦，就係RHSD 嘅 Mr. Kevin Lee Senior Architect、Miss Helen Wong Architect、Miss Cecilia Sun Project Manager， 咁同埋 LCSD 嘅 Mr. Michael Chiu、Mr. 陳子峰同埋 Mr. Brenda Young、Miss Brenda Young。嚇，咁佢哋嘅顧問 Mr. Gao Yan 咧係嗰個設計嘅得獎者嘅嚇，咁 a member 有冇需要去 declare interest 嚇？咁時間交俾 RHSD 團隊，你有15分鐘。
係，唔該主席。咁大家午安。咁咧今日就係講龍津石橋嘅保育長廊啦。咁首先介紹一下龍津石橋嘅歷史。咁龍津石橋咧就作為通往九龍城嘅登岸碼頭啦，就達60年咁多嘅。咁龍津石橋咧就係連接九龍街啦，同埋九龍城寨嘅當年。咁龍津石橋咧係一個好具有獨特歷史價值嘅地標啦，因為佢代表住清朝政府同埋英國殖民地政府同外交嘅關係嘅歷史嘅。咁睇翻咧龍津橋一啲歷史嘅建築嘅價值，龍津石橋咧就深具建築價值啦，因為其實佢係而家僅存於咧四座位於香港鄉郊地區嘅石橋以外，喺市區咧僅存嘅清代典型石橋，咁亦都可以突出咗咧清代廣州地區建橋梁嘅建造方式同埋材料，並且咧展現咗石橋所用到嘅中式建築嘅影響，同埋因應咧本地嘅環境而作出一啲改變嘅。咁龍津石橋咧，其實喺1873年至到1875年就建成啦。咁喺2008年、2008至到2009同埋2011年咧，同埋2012年都進行咗一啲考古嘅調查同埋挖掘嘅。咁就重現咗當年嘅接班亭啦、龍津石橋嘅實心部分、橋墩、登岸碼頭同埋前九龍城嘅碼頭嘅。咁睇翻個項目嘅範圍啦。咁項目嘅範圍咧，最主要就係我哋要原址保留啦，亦都需要連接翻新同舊啦，提供休憩嘅空間，最重要咧就係要提供翻一啲歷史嘅展示，教導翻公眾嘅。咁介紹一下而家嘅工地情況啦。咁龍津橋咧就係喺呢個位置嘅，啟德嘅邊嘅位置嘅。咁咧佢佔地咧就係12200平方米，咁就長300米，闊就30米嘅。咁睇翻而家現場嘅情況啦，呢個咧紅色嘅地方咧就係龍津橋嘅位置啦。咁佢嘅東邊咧就係連接住啟德車站廣場，咁佢嘅北邊同西邊咧都係綜合發展區。咁佢嘅南邊咧就係連接住太子道東，咁繼而咧就會連接去對面嘅石鼓龍道公園啦，亦都一路連接住去遠啲嘅九龍城寨公園。咁當啟德發展咗之後咧，這個就會係將來嘅藍圖啦。見到隔離就係私人發展區啦，咁中間呢個咧就係龍津石橋嘅保育長廊啦。咁參考翻一啲我哋而家香港有嘅文物徑啦。咁第一個咧就係龍躍潭文物徑啦，佢就係長2.6公里。咁咧平山文物徑就係長1.6公里。咁 龍津石橋，由龍津石橋的尾一路行過石鼓龍道公園，繼而經過一條文物徑去到九龍城寨公園咧，成條路徑咧就大概係一公里嘅。咁就住呢一公里裡面嘅龍津石橋咧，就係300米。咁大概睇翻咧，其實由九龍城寨一路連接過去石鼓龍道公園，再過太子道東，再過去呢個古蹟咧，其實就係好似而家個 video 咁樣樣啦。不好意思，可能有少少 technical 嘅問題。我哋而家可以睇啦，呢度咧就係九龍寨城公園啦。嗱，咁而家呢個九龍寨城嘅位置啦，由呢度落行過咧就係一公里嘅。啊，對面咧就係石鼓龍道公園，就係呢個位置啦。咁經過太子道東咧，對面就係龍津石橋呢個位置。咁呢度咧就係300米啦。係啦，咁300米又大概幾長咧？其實就如果喺金鐘道呢個位置咧，就會由統一中心行到去正景大廈。咁呢度就大概係闊30米同埋長300米嘅呢個空間。咁喺啟德咧，亦都有好多其他嘅發展啦。咁我哋最主要咧，就係要連接成個啟德嘅發展嘅。咁喺我哋龍津橋嘅下面咧，會有連接怡爾嘅地下購物街，同埋咧啟德車站廣場嘅。咁亦都喺佢嘅四周咧，會有好多商業活動啦，亦都有高度嗰啲商業活動咧，隔離嗰啲綜合發展區咧，亦都會有高度限制嘅。咁喺龍津石橋咧，亦都會有行動通道嘅分布嘅設計。咁我而家咧就講一講當時嘅成個嘅設計理念啦。咁喺2013年咧，其實公眾就有一個公眾嘅概念設計比賽，咁比賽設計嘅優勝者咧就係高教授啦。咁成個設計嘅原意咧就係斷橋藏龍，咁咧為咗就係目標要提供一個闊30米、長300米、闊300米長嘅保育空間，以原址保留嘅方式咧去保留翻成個遺跡嘅。咁設計者咧就提議向下去發展啦，塑造一個地下嘅平面空間。地平面下的立體城市，咁有橫向嘅跨越啦，同埋長向嘅穿越。長咧係指以行人走廊就連接太子道東至到啟德車站廣場嘅。咁橫咧就係以橫向去連接一啲以連接通道啦，同埋連接橋去貫通兩邊嘅綜合發展區啦，同埋怡爾嘅地下購物街嘅。咁用呢種手法咧，就將唔同屬性嘅城市活動分開嘅時候咧，就以園林穿插在一起啦。咁亦都提倡咗以唔同嘅角度去欣賞古蹟啦，亦都以竹去連接住上下嘅空間嘅。咁我哋亦都邀請咗比賽嘅優勝者高岩教授去擔任我哋嘅設計顧問，令到我哋而家嘅設計咧亦都融合咗當時嘅比賽設計嘅。咁喺2013年嘅3月咧，我哋就舉行咗價值管理工作坊啦。咁就同意咗呢個設計嘅，亦都同意咧盡量展示古蹟嘅遺跡啦，亦都從保育嘅角度咧，去唔鼓勵公眾人士去掂呢個古蹟遺跡嘅。咁我哋喺1月同3月咧，亦都上咗黃大仙同埋九龍城嘅區議會，亦都得到區議會嘅同意。咁咧我哋喺2017年嘅9月咧，亦都過咗古諮會。得到古諮會嘅支持嘅，咁亦都原址保留啦，主要係保留翻文物嘅價值啦，同埋保留翻嘅原真性、整體性，同埋減少干預，亦都可以令到成個古蹟可以還原同埋保護嘅。最緊要係有新舊嘅融合。咁我哋嘅公園咧就提供一個多用途嘅公共空間啦，令到公眾可以休憩啦，可以一個景點去影相啦，或者展覽，亦都有教育嘅用途嘅。最緊要咧係新舊嘅連接，將九龍城、黃大仙。就連接咗去新嘅啟德區啦，亦都連接咗去啟德嘅海邊嘅。咁我哋嘅設計建議啦， 係啦，設計建議咧，我哋融合咗比賽優勝者設計咧，同埋價值管理方嘅結論咧，就喺呢個空間咧，為咗保育同埋傳釋項目嘅地點同埋文化空間，就設計方案咧會展示全段嘅龍津石橋遺跡部分同埋其他重要嘅遺跡，令到公眾咧可以一覽無遺去欣賞呢個橋墩啦。喺石橋嘅位置咧，會採用較深嘅色去穿越橋嘅位置，亦都凸顯石橋嘅遺跡。呢、這個就係、是嗰、那個古蹟啦，咁剖面咧，由於太長，所以我哋切咗做兩個剖面嘅。咁咧主要咧係連接太子道東同埋啟德車站廣場呢個位置嘅。咁我哋咧會挖掘至同一水平啦，正一點二去展現翻成條龍津石橋嘅橋同埋佢形態，達到原址保育嘅展示嘅。咁呢個係一個效果圖啦，為咗令到公眾咧更加一覽無遺去欣賞呢個石橋咧，我哋會將佢分成兩層，有地面同地底啦。參觀者可以喺唔同角度咧，同埋高度可以欣賞呢個遺跡嘅。咁啊，參考翻嚟實一啲成功嘅例子啦，其實九龍寨城公園咧，亦都係用相同嘅手法去連接嘅，公眾可以圍住喺唔同嘅地方設計啦。咁喺澳大利嘅維也納聖米歇爾廣場咧，亦都有相應嘅設計，公眾喺唔同嘅地方咧就欣賞呢個遺跡，亦都唔可以掂呢啲遺跡嘅。咁咧，公眾咧亦都可以喺地面嘅長廊啦，或者喺連接橋咧就欣賞個遺跡嘅。咁地底一層咧就係、是、同遺跡高度嘅相近，可以好近距離咁樣欣賞呢個遺跡。咁長廊嘅兩邊咧就會提供一啲展示區同埋傳譯區。咁展示區同傳譯區咧就會有歷史嘅照片啦、背景嘅故事啦、同埋建築方法等唔同嘅材料，將龍津橋嘅文化呈現俾公眾嘅，亦都增進咗公眾對九龍寨城嘅關係嘅認識。咁參照翻一啲都成功嘅例子啦，就好似韓國嘅首爾清溪村啦。咁我哋咧個傳譯區咧，亦都會介紹翻當時嘅歷史啦，同埋佢成個嘅轉變價值，亦都有指示嘅地圖去俾公眾知道成條龍津橋嘅方向嘅。咁龍津橋咧公眾咧亦都可以喺唔同角度欣賞遺跡啦，可以近睇啦、遠眺啦，周圍都可以睇到嘅。喺隔離嘅綜合發展區咧，亦都可以睇到遺跡嘅。咁設計咧，亦都同隔離所有嘅發展咧，就有緊密嘅關係嘅。就跟翻當時嘅設計概念啦，長向嘅跨越，咁以行人嘅走廊咧，將太子道東同埋啟德車站廣場連成一體，亦都繼而將公眾咧由舊區帶去新區，去到海邊嘅。咁橫向咧就以連接橋同埋連接通道咧，去連接走廊嘅兩邊啦，將隔離嘅綜合發展區咧同埋以嘅購物街咧都連成一體。咁呢個係平面圖，參觀者咧可以喺太子道東啦，一路連接過去啟德車站廣場，同埋隔離嘅綜合發展區。咁咧呢個有橙色框嘅位置咧，就會係將來嘅出入口，亦都可以咧將公眾引入嚟龍津橋啦。咁亦都可以將啲人咧帶去啟德唔同嘅地方嘅。咁同埋啟德車站廣場嘅連接咧，亦都係會有無縫嘅連接。咁另外咧，喺地底呢層咧，喺地底呢層咧，我哋亦都會有相同嘅連接啦，同隔離綜合發展區咧，亦都會有連接嘅。咁橙色呢啲位置咧，就係將來嘅出入口，希望將人流打通成個啟德嘅發展區。嗱，咁中間呢個位置咧，就會將來同怡爾嘅地下步行街連接啦。咁我哋會有無障礙嘅設計啦，令到公眾可以好順暢咁樣連接成個啟德嘅區。咁喺太子道東嘅呢個位置咧，我哋會有地下通道去連接翻新舊啦，將成個啟德嘅發展區咧連接翻去石鼓龍道公園同埋九龍寨城公園同埋黃大仙同埋九龍城嘅。係啦，咁呢個連接咧。這個就是整個整體的佈局啦，咁見到地下一樓同埋地底咧，都會有不同的連接新舊啦、新舊區同埋成個啟德橫向跨越同埋長向跨越的連接嘅。咁就住一啲特別嘅部分啦，我哋將會展現其他喺龍津橋最重要嘅部分，例如龍津橋嘅核心部分啦，即係呢個位置，同埋咧石橋嘅橋墩呢個位置。 咁喺龍津石橋嘅實心部分咧，就會挖掘深啲嘅，去到正0.6，去展現翻咧當時嘅施工材料啦，同埋佢嘅應用材料。咁參觀者咧可以喺唔同角度去欣賞呢個遺跡嘅。咁另外咧，石橋嘅橋墩都係好重要嘅。咁我哋咧會盡量展現翻呢個石橋嘅橋墩，去到負0.1米，以接近成個龍津橋嘅，令到公眾可以睇到佢。整個橋墩啦，令到公眾可以顯示，即係知道翻當時清代典型嘅石橋施工方式同埋佢嘅應用材料。咁而啟德嘅活力磁場咧，我哋都會喺唔同嘅地方滲入係我哋嘅設計嘅，例如地下嘅 pattern 佈局啦，同埋一啲座椅嘅設計啦，同埋一啲橋墩嘅柱身嘅設計咧，都會將活動磁場嘅精神擺落去嘅。咁最後咧，龍津石橋嘅設計方案咧，就希望其實可以保育啦，同埋傳釋項目地點嘅文化價值，亦都展示咧全段嘅龍津石橋嘅遺跡表面啦，同埋其他重要嘅遺跡嘅。咁令到觀眾咧可以好多角度嚟睇啦，例如遠眺啦、近觀啦、俯覽同埋低望嘅，咁可以一望無遺咁去欣賞石橋嘅遺跡。同埋最重要咧，龍津橋咧就會與隔離嘅綜合發展區啊所有發展咧。去連接嘅，就帶動人流去參觀遺跡啦，之餘亦都帶動成個啟德嘅人流嘅。咁連接咗新區同埋舊區同埋其他嘅古蹟，例如宋皇臺公園嗰邊啦，同埋啟德嘅海邊，咁令到咧香港令到成個古蹟咧可以同啟德就連成一個網絡，令到橋龍津橋咧就更加有意思啦。唔該曬大家。
好，唔該曬。佢有冇一張圖睇到你呢個項目同嗰個海濱嘅關係？冇。OK， 嗱，咁我每次都要將嗰個項目嘅 location 同委員講一講嘅，即係以免大家花得太多時間啦。咁即係通常屬於啟德區328公頃裏面嘅所有發展咧，我哋都會過目嘅。咁但係就即係當然啦，我哋關注嘅就係話，即係佢點樣可以即係配合翻海濱嗰、那個願景啦，同埋即係同嗰個海濱個 connectivity 嘅問題啦。咁其實有鑑於即係呢個項目咧，其實係喺嗰個停機坪相當即係入嘅位置嘅。咁所以咧，通常我哋都係喺呢啲項目裏面咧，即係除非你有好強烈嘅意見啦，否則我哋都係通常都係即係知悉嚇呢一個嘅項目，咁就即係作為我哋過咗呢個會噶嚇。咁所以睇下 member 即係有冇啲好強烈嘅意見 ？Yes， 係 Paul and Ivan。
叫普，我有好強烈的意見，因為2013年我搞呢個比賽，今日見到上嚟好開心咯，即係我啟德 fantasy 唔知去咗邊啊！即係我同意主席講嘅，即係其實離開海濱好遠嘅，不過即係個人因素，我好想知幾時開工啊，幾時完工啊？design 嗰啲我唔想講啦，就其他啲唔好 make 啦，你 comment 啊。
Okay, thank you, Paul. Paul. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's far away from the waterfront, but it's an important piece of real estate. I wonder what the total market value of this piece of land is. So this is probably one of our most expensive kind of historic heritage site in Hong Kong now. It's such an intricate piece of architecture and linkages that I think it is very difficult to comment on without seeing a 3D model. I have a feeling that I'm looking at these maps, I'm trying to figure it out, and I find it very, very difficult to give any sensible comments. So my first question is, when can we see a 3D model or even a fly-through kind of, or you know, something that we can actually see what's happening here? Two, it's probably the world's longest kind of like exposed structure. underground or whatever. I mean, the one in London is much smaller. The example you use in Italy is much smaller. This is massive, and to me, it's almost becomes an obstacle were we very precious about these the rock pillars or the old foundations? And I'm not sure whether we should be that precious about it, with big displays on the side walls and so on, whether there should not be something that this can be more coming alive rather than just looking at it. My feeling is that this could be an obstacle to people rather than something where people are going to hang out with pleasure. So I just don't see that, you know, it's really very precious leave, am I going to stay in that space, and for how long would I stay there? I'm not sure that I'm going to stay there a long time. But I can see that bus tours can come there with flags and walk through and do all of that. But I'm just wondering about the normal person that's going to live in the area. How much time would you actually spend there? I just don't get the sense that this is a place that it's going to be a happy space to be, although everything is done nicely and very precisely. So I think it needs more reasons for people to spend time there. And I just don't get the feeling that, and I'm not sure we need to program that with events or management, but so on. So then my third point is the overall management. How's this going to be managed? Is this 24-hour, 24/7 open all the time, or is this going to be closed? Where can I get in and out? Where can I do my level changes? I mean, management is I have an issue with that. I just don't understand how this will be managed. Is this a museum, or is this an LCSD park that closes at 11 o'clock at night? Or is this 24/7 part of my life? So I can sit there with my girlfriend at 2 o'clock in the morning and drink a beer from 7-Eleven and then enjoy myself? Or is this going to be, you got to be out of here? So if it's the last one, I would think that's a shame. I think it should be designed for something that's part of daily life rather than something that you close the door at a certain time.
Okay, thank you. Ivan.
我想跟進呢個問題。我不同意我們應該在這裡討論設計，因為這個是經過一個設計比賽，剛才Paul所有提的設計上的願景想達到什麼呢？其實當日很多設計一起進去呢，個jury panel 已經詳細討論過，然後揀出來。今天 RHSC 是將它implement細化的設計，咁我唔覺得我哋呢個委員會應該再走翻去，再重新去討論呢個龍津橋嘅空間處理啊，嗰啲古蹟如何處理，應該睇定摸啊，因為應該掘走佢啊，啲全部當日喺個 jury panel 做 assessment 已經討論過曬。咁我希望我哋唔好再嘥時間呢方面。
Okay, thank you.
If I can respond right away to my dear colleague here, I'm not asking for challenging the design. I'm saying, can we do something better than it's going to be closed off, so it become part of that? I'm not doubting that this is the best design picked from the election, but I'm saying, if you put it in front of me, is this going to be part of people's daily life?
一陣間我會叫proponent 佢哋講翻，即係 Paul 問嗰啲關於管理啊，點樣。嚇、啊，即係嗰個公園管理或者係啲咩嘢古蹟管理嘅問題，我聽下委員有冇其他嘅意見先嚇。咁 如果冇，我估proponent 可以俾你哋嘅回應啦嚇。冇人識答嘅。LCSD 有冇人？
係，多謝主席同埋大家嘅問題。咁首先就住開工嗰個時間咧，即係我想答一答，就係我哋而家仲係規劃緊嘅，我哋而家係一個排緊隊攞錢嘅項目，所以最住幾時會開工咧，我哋亦都係等緊一個答案嘅。咁另外咧就係個工期嘅問題啦。咁其實我哋亦都係研究緊，因為始終係牽涉一啲古蹟嘅處理手法。咁我哋亦都會請專家去研究，即係究竟幾耐係最有效率啊？最對於古蹟最安全咁樣去處理嘅。咁係啦，我哋亦都係研究中嘅。咁就住管理嗰啲，我揾我哋 LCSC 同事答，唔該。
好，唔該主席，係呢個龍津石橋保育長廊咧，我哋係會參考九龍寨城公園咧，呢個係一個我哋24小時開放嘅一個戶外空間嚟嘅，唔該主席。
24小時 ，OK， 好 ，OK，thank you。咁啊，委員仲有冇其他跟進？ 咁啊，冇嘅話，我多謝你哋上嚟，咁啊、委員嘅意見表達咗啦，咁希望你哋都可以即係聽取委員嘅意見，係好 ，thank you。